Hello and welcome, everybody. My name is Rob Evans, and I look after sales for Boomi here in North America. And we are hosting a podcast series around integrated experiences. And in our first podcast, I was joined by Ed Mikoski, who's our SVP and head of product at Boomi, to really define what integrated experiences are. And we talked about three pillars that make up integrated experiences. There's data readiness, pervasive connectivity, and user engagement. And today we're going to be focused on data readiness. I'm joined by Ram Menon, who's a director of product management at Boomi. It also gives me great pleasure to welcome Brian Brinley from ClickTech, who is an integration lead out there and a Boomi customer for coming up on 5 years. So welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rob.
So Rob, I'm going to start with you. When we talk about data readiness, what do you mean by it? And why is it important for creating integrated experiences?
For any organization, integrated experiences are able to provide a connected, contextual, and intelligent engagement to all of its stakeholders. It could be their customers, employees, partners, suppliers, and so on. So think about mega companies like Netflix, Amazon, Uber, and so on. If you see, Uber provides its customers and partners a very seamless integrated experience. You can order a cab from the airport to your home using a touch of a finger in a very responsive, engaging app. Pick a car type of your choice, even select a schedule for the pickup, pay through the app itself via pre-integrated payment providers so you don't need to carry cash with you. At Boomi, we believe that such integrated experiences build on the foundation of integration and bring together three core elements: data readiness, which is the ability to get trusted, high-quality data; pervasive connectivity, the ability to connect and exchange such trusted quality data across all of a company's endpoints. It could be SaaS applications, on-prem systems, IoT devices, and so on. And of course, the ability to engage all of its stakeholders via APIs or responsive low-code apps. But the important thing to remember today in today's fast-paced business is about how you can deliver this experience very quickly, very agile, bring down costs, reduce errors, and offer all of this on a secure, scalable platform that can run wherever your business needs it to. So that is about integrated experiences. Now, data readiness is a very important pillar of this. And when I think about it, four key tenets come to my mind. Number one is about data discovery and profiling. It's a profound question which every architect, CIO think, like, have we been able to identify all the data in our IT landscape? Do we understand the shape, context, quality? Have we profiled them? So it's important to understand, hey, am I actually having all of the lead data, customer data, product data? Where do all this reside? Is my data element I'm looking at a sensitive PII information? How do these data elements relate to one another, et cetera, and so on? So that's about data discovery and profiling. Second thing is about data quality, data cleansing. Now, your insights and analytics are only as good as the data that is pumped into your analytics repository or your cloud data warehouse. So it's important that everyone is able to cleanse, enrich, and format the data before it goes into those warehouses, right? And not just warehouses. This data is going to flow through all the arteries of your IT landscape to all the applications. So it's important that the data is of trust and high quality before it goes to all the systems. That's about data quality. Third one is about data consistency. And this is a pervasive problem. Companies continue to grow the footprint of applications, especially SaaS. And as they grow, it's important to continue to keep consistency of all the key critical business data within the landscape. How do you know that you have a centralized access to the golden or master records of all the critical business data? And you believe that's a source of truth. Again, once you know it's a source of truth, you can safely and securely share across all lines of business within your organization. And the last one to conclude is around data security and governance. How do we make sure that only the authorized users have access to the right data all the way to the application column or even the row data. So it has to be ensured that there is appropriate governance capability around security, visibility, compliance, and so on. So across these four points, I would say if an organization has ensured these four tenets, it is in a state of great readiness and ready to deliver integrated experiences to all of its stakeholders.
Rob, thank you. That was very insightful. Brian, I'm a huge fan of Qlik, and I love the way that I can take Excel data and turn it into really meaningful visualizations to make business decisions. I know you guys have been using Boomi for quite some time. When you think about integrated experiences and data readiness, what comes to mind in your experience?
For us, it's interesting. We have a unique perspective on how we leverage the Boomi MDM, at least from my experience. You know, data readiness in itself is contextually aware. So, you know, as the evolution of data systems and integration becomes more event-based versus traditional transactional-based or, you know, order-based, it presents a separate series of challenges when you know a complete picture of your data state, right? So a perfect example is we've got systems that are real-time, systems that are batch, and we've got to have some sort of system to bring that together to know when we have a complete picture. And so we've been able to leverage MDM as a great conduit to finding the ideal state and then help drive decisions from a single place, right? So we've subscribed to the philosophy that there are best of breed technologies for different types of solutions, such as, you know, Boomi or some HR systems or some, you know, ERP systems. And each one of those has their strengths and weaknesses. And some of them are closer to real time. Some of them are batch. And how we get to seeing a holistic picture or providing insight into all of our key stakeholders that need to know the state of an individual transaction, whether it be an employee coming onboarding or a new customer onboarding to our platforms, understanding where they've gone through the whole life cycle from testing out our product to actually purchasing our product and going through all the systems. We've been able to leverage MDM and really understand when that data is truly ready to be a final state of a real customer, right? Or an employee. And so for us, you know, it's augmenting our platform, not just from integrations, but understanding and trusting where that data is coming from in a consistent single platform.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. I really liked a number of things that you said there, Brian, about having data being contextually aware and having a platform that is based on events and really that whole notion of an event-driven architecture, understanding that data is coming from so many different sources and so many different areas, whether it be batch or real time. Rom mentioned, really four key things about data readiness, you know, data discovery and profiling and then data preparedness and quality, making sure that data is consistent, and then security and governance. How does Qlik Tech go about ensuring that your data readiness meets those standards and or fulfills those goals?
You know, honestly, it's challenging to keep it simple, but I can summarize it in knowing that, you know, we're hooked into our integrations, right? We have an easy way to load this data into our MDM and augment the key data elements of a particular object, right? So as we're going through the life cycle of order fulfillment or employee provisioning or, you know, location scenarios that drive other business, key business data sets, right? We're able to know that data is coming from a trusted source, right? When you go to a flat or a static data source or a disconnected independent source, we don't have any control over that source, right? We know that it is a database somewhere. We know that it's a flat file somewhere. We know that it could potentially be coming from some other API. But when we know that we're able to hook into our existing integrations and pull data as it's coming through the systems, there's a level of certainty and assertion we can have to know that this was data was obtained from a trusted source. We can store it in a repository that we know that we have control over. We know that it's going to track all of those items that are going to change so that if things do change, we can see those historical patterns. And that's really how it sets us up for success on our transactional side, some of our front load in our use cases.
A couple of key points there. Obviously, making sure that you know and understand where the trusted sources are, being able to hook into those data integrations. You use the word easy, which I wrote down taking notes here. When you talk about easy, are you referring to the Boomi platform?
Yeah, absolutely. Boomi in itself is our great enterprise cloud connectivity tool. Integrations that drive our business are already there. To hook into the MDM and, you know, do the updates or find changes and things like that, a couple of clicks and we're done. And it doesn't really require us to do separate API calls, do a bunch of lookups and comparisons and make decisions upon that. The platform just makes it so easy.
That's super cool, Brian. Thanks for that insight. So, Ram, we started talking about, you know, what data readiness. You defined it. I think you did a great job in setting that up. Can you talk a little bit about what organizations do with readily accessible data? What's possible once you have this infrastructure laid down?
Every organization wants a comprehensive view of their key data, your employee, customer, partners, products. And as we all know, it's so central to effective data governance, superior employee experience, customer experience, and so on. Right. So that's one big deal. Then several other key initiatives which really rely on data readiness. One of the biggest ones is around self-service data analytics, and that's very high on the radar for several CIOs and business leaders. The whole idea here is that organizations are starting to feel the reality that they can get true value of data by democratizing it across the entire organization. So not just the highly skilled IT leaders, every business analyst and leader can now generate business insights, can get access to the data. And everyone has realized that without proactive analytics, they will be prone to losing revenue. They will be unable to innovate. They will be unable to differentiate. So it's a very critical aspect or initiative for organizations. And a couple of others which are very relevant. Number one is around compliance and regulatory needs. And we have been all seeing last few years around increased amounts of threats, hacks, lawsuits. So every organization is alert and concerned when it comes to ensuring compliance and making sure that the data they are managing is not compromised. So they have to adhere to regulatory standards such as GDPR, CCPA. They need to be able to track PII data, plan for data governance initiatives. So by ensuring that all of the critical data is discovered, profiled, and analyzed for such sensitivity, organizations can really worry less about these concerns and focus on the core competencies. And the last one, again, very common across IT landscape of most organizations is around enterprise consolidation of apps data. So every company grows their landscape organically or via M&A kind of situation. And these situations demand every organization to take a holistic perspective on reviewing and cataloging all of their assets. It could be applications, but very importantly, data, and they need to be able to put them to good use. So they have to be able to work with platforms that enable them to do it very quickly and using the existing skills in their workforce, right? So with that data, I think IT leaders can at least rest a bit easy that they're not going to be blinded during their business critical projects due to either lack of data or lack of its quality or lack of understanding of its context and sensitivity. So these are the four things, just to summarize: data analytics, compliance and regulatory needs, enterprise data consolidation, and domain 360.
Ram, thanks for that, talking about readily accessible data. And Brian, it brings me back to Qlik. You know, one of the things that Ram said there is the ability to run self-service data analytics. I know that's at the core of what you do at Qlik with your business intelligent cloud-based platform. And I use it personally, super helpful for me to be able to run, you know, some of those analytics and really be more self-serving. As you look at Qlik and how you think about data readiness and having that accessible data, how do you use it to drive better business decisions inside your company?
I can tell you from our side, when it comes to Boomi, what we've leveraged is starting to enable our business success teams. That enables them to sort of see an in-state holistic picture of their data. So if you think about customer onboarding as one example, there's a significant number of events that need to happen, from payment processing to billing to notifications to provisioning to, you know, all the other stuff that goes along, allowing our teams that support those customers to be able to see the state of that data in one system has certainly helped a lot from a transactional perspective. You know, we've obviously have our internal tools that can pull from all the different data sources and see what's going on. But to really see how things have come through, because as anybody who's worked in integration knows, just because you send it to a system doesn't mean it's complete, right? We're handing off the torch. We're the plumbing to say, you're going to take this and you're going to run with this in your, you know, ERP solution, and you're going to run with this on your provisioning system. For us, it's been helpful from our transactional team to really see what happened between the systems in a centralized place. We have some separate tools that we augment, and, you know, I've been a proponent with Boomi for a long time. That's very, very, very good and a lot of really great strengths. And for us, it's definitely been getting insight to what's going on in the integrations.
Cool. Thanks, Brian. Hey, Ron, back to you. When we talk about data readiness as being one of the key pillars, how does Boomi enable or help with achieving those needs?
Yeah, Rob, good question. I think Brian touched upon it. Boomi has been helping more than 15,000 organizations create integrated experiences. And this requires, again, addressing one of the key pillars, data readiness, to provide clean, high quality, trusted data. The key components of the Boomi platform that are specifically addressing the data readiness needs are the data catalog and preparation component, we call them DCP, alongside the master data hub component. But don't be mistaken, these components do not function in isolation. The actual value that our customers get is because of the fact that these components are very tightly integrated with the rest of the platform. That means your application integrations, APIs, B2B interactions, workflow automation, low-code app development, all of them are integrated with this ready data. This cohesiveness is what helps organizations deliver readiness and eventually the integrated experience. So just to go one more level deep into these two components. Number one, the data catalog, it actually enables users through its set of what we call connectors or adapters to very quickly discover all of the known and unknown data in their IT landscape. As I mentioned earlier, as companies grow and the number of applications in the landscape grow, it's likely that customers don't really know where all their data resides and what data exists where. So this is very key, because if you do not know your data, where it resides, the anomalies with it, you may not be really knowing if your data is in compliance or if your decisions are holistically taken based upon all the data you know. So what Data Catalog does is it uses AIML technology to provide critical insights from the quality, context, and sensitivity of the data. For instance, it automatically detects PII attributes in your data sets. So for instance, it detects personal data, financial data, credit card data, you know, legal information, etc., which are very critical from a compliance data governance perspective. It also provides non-technical users as well as highly skilled users like a self-service search, like NLP capabilities for anyone to be asking questions on the data. So you could really know what is my average total of all the orders since the past quarter. It's an easy statistical information that DCP can give it to you. It also allows the users to find data lineage and relationships between various data elements. So this fact about non-technical users to be able to discover and understand the data and not just a skilled IT developer actually makes it easier for business and IT to collaborate and reduce the possibilities of error. Actually, you could go ahead and start seeding data dictionaries, business glossaries, so everyone has an unambiguous definition of data. Very importantly, Data Catalog and Prep also has a very stringent authorization model and masking rules to make sure that data is not compromised, not sent to the wrong audiences, and only right users have access to the right data. So that is about Data Cataloger. The data preparation component is really joined at a hip with the catalog. So users can very quickly create prep jobs to clean, enrich, normalize, format the data to be loaded into your cloud data warehouse. So you could have Snowflake, BigQuery, whatnot. And you could actually create workflows to automate this preparation jobs. And this is a very highly scalable component. You can really run mega-sized workloads, running into terabytes of data into your warehouses. So that's about data catalog and prep. Another key component, and we heard Brian talk about it, is a master data hub component. So this component is used to track all of what we call your company's business nouns, your customers, items, products, vendors, employees, et cetera, right? The goal of this component is to keep all of this information clean, accurate, and consistent. So how do you validate it? How do you enrich it? And how do you make sure that the data is matched across all of the systems that is consistent and accurate? And this is important from a data governance and data management perspective, that the best quality data is available to all your business units and teams so that they can make the decision faster. And you heard from Brian, it's very important for his data mastering / Domain 360 project. So to reiterate the importance and the success and the usefulness of these features is because they all work together very well. Now, with a data catalog, you can actually catalog all your key master data and make sure that all the insights and analytics take advantage of your master data. So it will powering all of those insights and business decisions. And on the other side, you can also get a chance to improve the business data quality rules in the hub. So in Data Hub, you could define quality rules to make sure that data is in the format you need and has required quality. This can be defined based upon your insights from the data catalog. So there's a lot of value bringing all of these together. And last but not the least, along with the data prep, the MDH, and the Boomi integration component, organizations are really much better prepared than ever to address a lot of these complex M&A consolidation projects with the simplified connectivity to a wide variety of systems. And very importantly, with the simplicity and the no-code approach to achieving this. So essentially, there's a huge amount of time to value at a much lower cost that Boomi helps with these capabilities.
Yeah, there's a lot there to digest, but super important when you talk about data readiness, making sure that you, A, discover all the data wherever it may be, and then being able to catalog, organize, and cleanse it so that those integrations and that output coming out of a product like Master Data Hub is accurate, timely, and being able to consume by your business users to make the best decisions possible. Brian, anything that you would add to what Ram just talked about?
Data is complex, right? There's no the scenarios and the many different considerations that Ram brought up on how you access data, how you trust data, how you standardize that. I mean, it's they each have their own little niche and their own ways. And from my experience, the biggest challenge is getting everybody to agree on those. I mean, tools are great. Tools do everything, but getting everybody, especially when you have like examples like Ram mentioned, M&A. I mean, everybody's got their definition of what a customer is, definition of what the standard list of all of our locations are, or, you know, all of our products and how we articulate that. I mean, those are just simple examples, but it's complex, and it's, you know, it's only as good as what everybody can agree upon. And the tools obviously make it easier to facilitate those decisions to the different teams and whoever's going to be consuming that data or contributing to that data. So I would just say, you know, whatever your approach is, making sure that you can get the right key stakeholders to agree on truly defining what really makes your data ready.
That's a great point, Brian. I love that. You know, tools are great, but ... You know, getting everybody to agree on something and making sure that those key stakeholders are engaged and part of that process is obviously critical. One of the things, you know, we've talked about integrated experiences and data readiness being a key component of it. What does integrated experiences mean to you and Qlik?
One of the things I've always enjoyed about the Boomi platform in general is that it is so consistent across all of the tools, right? So there's been several different initiatives where we've pulled in data from different work streams where we've never connected to that system before. If I'm pulling data in from Snowflake, right, and I've never connected to Snowflake before, it can be challenging to try and, you know, if I'm going to a more traditional development model where I've got to learn which libraries I've got to use, I've got to make sure I'm using it in the right context and I'm not leaving, you know, a bunch of connections open and I'm, you know, using up all of my API calls because I was inefficient. You know, when you take this data and you want to start pulling it, as I mentioned, from a trusted source and populating an MDM that says, okay, this is our pseudo cache or this is our pseudo data dictionaries that has our data catalogs, right? And pulling that in closer to real time instead of having to pull data sets, grabbing that data in flight and using that as your key contributor to the data standards. That to me is a key driver from an integrated experience, right? Not having to go from tool to tool to tool, platform to platform. That makes all the difference in the world when you're trying to support something like that.
Yeah, that's a great point. And I love the fact, Brian, that you touched upon, you know, that the consistency across all the different aspects of the Boomi platform. You know, we like to call that economies of skill and being able to be proficient in other aspects because you know one area of the product and the platform already. It's funny, one of the things that Ed said on our first podcast was when he thinks about integrated experience, it's wish fulfillment. And it's a unique term, but makes so much sense when you think about, you know, internal and external and how many challenges that we all have in our quest for data and our quest for that perfect user and experience. We are trying to really fulfill that need through a platform that accomplishes data readiness, user engagement, pervasive connectivity to really enable that integrated experience. So with that, I'm going to wrap up today. I want to thank Ram Menon and Brian Brindley from ClickTech, who've joined us today talking about data readiness and its importance on your integrated experiences journey. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And if you'd like more resources or blogs that we've done and podcasts, you can go to resources.boomi.com. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day.